Marks and Reese, we're back. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese.
Are you doing drugs? I love the titles.
it'd be one thing to be like, no, I wouldn't do it, but people are like, I'm dumbfounded that the majority of people don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. They're almost as dumbfounded that we want to do it as I am that people are saying no to this. This is the biggest no brainer of any sports radio conversation we've had in a really long time, Mike. It really is.
What do the Sixers look like for next year as of right now? The only thing they've added was nobody. They've lost Marco Bellinelli, and they've lost Amir Johnson, and they've lost Ersan Ilyasova.
Yep.
Right? So they brought JJ back.
Yep.
So what are we looking at?
And
remember.
You know what you're looking at? If you don't make a trade, maybe less wins this year.
Check this out.
How about that?
You just lost the two players that really accelerated what you were doing in the second half this year.
Yeah, they were big.
They were
down
much
the stretch.
Better down You're right. the stretch. They were much better down
so
the stretch.
Who are your bench pieces now?
With Ersan and Bellinelli when they were on the team. Now, I'm not telling you needed to resign those guys. I'm just saying that's what you just lost. So looking at what's out there, what are you looking at as a team right now? You haven't added anything to this roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're the same team minus.
Yeah, so what are we looking
important
at?
Important right? bench score.
Exactly. What am I looking at?
You know, my biggest fear, if you punt on this and you essentially just say, yeah, we'll resign JJ, and you're looking at a team that could win 45 games next year, could win 47 games next year, that maybe wins another playoff round. You're almost in the same. My biggest worry, you're going to be in the same. Not that you're the sixth or the seventh seed. But you're the third or the fourth seed,
right?
And you're just not good enough because you're not, you know, they need another piece. The 76ers need another major piece.
Ben, who did you say was left out there on the free agent market?
Not a lot. I
mean, right.
The big name at this point I would think would be Jamal Crawford in terms of names that would make sense for them.
I like him coming off the bench.
Did you say the big name that's left is Jamal Crawford?
Hey, unless you want, I don't know, Tyreek Evans. We don't want Boogie, I don't think.
Well, yeah, we don't need a big man.
Yeah, but but those guys, that's just because they need to sign guys to be on the team.
Do you want IT?
Right, Isaiah Thomas.
That's it. I mean, everybody I just named is, unless you're giving up draft picks to get Zach LaVine, that's it.
So if you just look at what the Sixers needed to improve upon this offseason, right, just to get better and get past Boston. Right? A little perimeter scoring, some guys that can get their own shots, certainly guys that can play defense on the perimeter, right? They needed to add that to the equation.
They're not a better team.
I'm just trying to figure out what's out there to make the Sixers. Can they add that makes them a better team?
They're not going to be you can say the development of Ben and Dario. Ben and Dario played pretty damn good last year. You expect them to take a huge step? Yeah.
I'm not sure how much more JoJo is going to get better when he averaged 24 and 11.
That's my point.
Yeah, I don't know how much better he's going to get.
I think these guys are going to do that again.
Right.
But that wasn't enough last year.
That wasn't enough.
You get a chance to add a guy that's a top five player.
Do it.
Ike Juice Hotline. 215-625-6586. Also, what's your favorite moment of the Super Bowl? Your favorite moment, not just when they win it or whatever, your favorite moment or an underrated player moment from the Super Bowl for the Ike Juice Hotline is it's the replay is today. 215-625-6586. Also, give us your best victories to show Ike that he needs to do it tomorrow when we come on the air at 2 o'clock. All right. Back to the phones.
Try that today.
Victory! Joe in Bethlehem, PA. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up, Joe?
I'm good. You're not going to like my call, Ike.
Oh, sure I will.
I agree they should get Leonard, but I don't think they have to give up the farm.
Okay.
I mean, who are we bidding against? They're not going to keep them in the West. So who in the East
Celtics,
has more
maybe?
Offer to be?
Celtics? Celtics have a better draft pick they could give up if they wanted to.
But what are they going to... So, but they have one. They don't have three draft picks, plus they don't have...
Well, they have their own.
Right. Well, hold on, Joe. Listen, I agree with you. If it doesn't cost the Sixers what their asking price was, then great. My only point is getting. I don't care if it costs you less. You're right. The market does seem like it's shrinking a little bit on the Spurs.
You may not have to.
And you may not have to give up a boatload. I'm fine with that.
Maybe two first-round draft picks instead of three.
As long as you get him, I don't care how you get him here.
I mean, they need another guy. I'm a little worried about the whole Sixers thing because this offseason we had money. We were going to get everybody, and it looks like we could come out of this getting nobody.
Yep.
Next year we'll have more money. And you know what? And that's the only thing with the draft picks that I kind of waver on, because you know you're going to get a guy. You know, you could have all the money in the world, but if nobody wants to come here,
it doesn't matter.
You're right. That's true.
What good is it going to do?
That's true. Yep.
You are right.
I just don't think they're going to be bad enough, Joe, that the draft pick is going to be high enough that I'm really – yeah, could they hit on somebody in the mid-20s? Sure they could. Of course you can. But what's the likelihood of that guy being anything other than a rotational player? When I'm talking about having the opportunity to get a top-5 player, that's why I'm willing to do it. If this was some over-the-hill guy that's a has-been – that we're trying to take one final shot with, that's different. Well, you're talking about a guy that's 26 years old, that when he was healthy, he was a top-5 player.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are hard to come by.
Yep.
The two things that kind of worry me about him is you don't know where his head is at, because he's been kind of quiet through his whole thing. And the fact that he sat out last year, and there's rumors that he could possibly sit out this year if he doesn't get what he wants.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, is that the type of player that we want to come in to this young team?
I think that's a valid question, but my answer is
I think that threat was a veiled threat at this towards the Spurs.
And the agent puts it out
I can't see this guy sitting out two straight years. I can't see
all right
that.
Joe, give us Ben can't get into the World Cup. What can't you get into?
I really can't get into concerts going there. Really? I'd rather, if I'm gonna listen to something, I'd rather listen to it on the radio. And
me too.
I don't know. Concerts, I just never got into them.
It's a good one, Joe. Appreciate it.
Concert, huh?
Well, now that I'm old, I know you're, because you're going to a concert.
Yeah, but that's
concerts. You know what?
That's a rarity. Like, I'm not a concert goer.
I like live music in a smaller setting. I'm not going to the Wells Fargo Center to see some band. I'm not going to, or a group or whatever. If it's a box seat or something, like I'm in a club box somewhere and I get free tickets, I'll go.
It depends on who it is.
Kenny Chesney at the Link?
No, I won't be at that one.
When's the last concert you went to, Ben? Has it been a while? I can't tell you the last one I went to. Maybe.
I took the train to Montreal for a Maroon 5 concert last year.
That's right. Ben Simmons' girlfriend was opened.
Yeah, she opened. She was terrible.
Maroon 5 in Montreal, have you done
like
that?
Maroon 5.
It's all right.
Yeah. Like Maroon 5.
Yeah. It's all right. 888-729-9494. Watch the game with us tonight. We're going to be live tweeting on our Twitter. Mark's Reese WIP. I'll be doing the same thing, and we'll celebrate again tomorrow like it was the day after the Super Bowl. Might be hard to have the same enthusiasm, Mike, but we're going to try.
We'll muster it up. Man, it's July. We got training camp this month.
Now, you know what?
Wow.
Football season's right here.
Wow.
Right? We'll be live at the NovaCare Center in the matter of weeks. How about that? 888-729-9494. Maybe by that time, our listeners will stop taking drugs that are telling them not to get to white matter. All right, so like, real fast, I'm just going to give you 15 on.
Okay.
From, and we didn't give you the odds. We'll give you the odds coming up next for the, did I just lose that?
For the NBA title?
Yes, for the NBA title. But when you look at when you look at draft picks, right, from.
Oh, you mean, from.
Yeah, like I went back. I looked back and looked at the 2016 NBA draft.
Right.
Most of the guys I've even heard of.
Yeah.
Or some of the guys never came over.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just look 2016, because that gives you a little bit. You have Juan something, Wade Baldwin.
Okay.
Henry Ellenson.
Okay.
Carvis LeVert.
Who?
DeAndre Bembry, who was at St. Joe Hawk.
Right. Yeah.
Malachi Richardson.
Okay.
Anti Zizek.
Yep.
TLC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bryce Johnson, Furkan, Pascal something.
How much we love TLC.
I wouldn't trade him, though. but that's what you have.
That's what you're talking
about.
That's what you're talking about, trading TLCs and Furkan Korkmaz. Gortmaz.
And the Heat draft pick may end up being the first pick in the draft. You're rolling the dice with him coming here and not resigning, and you're rolling your dice with that draft pick.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, that's what you're rolling the dice with.
Yeah.